Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is Hot Topics. Almost said Hop Topics. I might have even. Hot Topics round one. Steve, I'm going to let you kick it off.
Okay, Jay, I have a question that I would like answered.
All right.
Maybe you can assist with this.
Right.
Maybe Kevin can. Who knows? How close do you need to live to someone to be considered a neighbor? Like, if you live... Obviously, mm-hmm. if you live next door to someone, you're their neighbor.
Well, you're next door neighbor.
You're next door neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you live, like, a block away, two blocks away...
Well, that's a good question, actually.
Are you still a neighbor?
Kevin, are you a neighbor?
Well, you live in the neighborhood...
Right, I agree with that.
But I don't think you're a neighbor.
Are you only a neighbor if you're next door, or are you, or
I would give the same street.
Even if it's like say like eight houses down?
Like everybody in the cul-de-sac.
That's correct.
Neighbor.
Is a neighbor. That's perfect. Yep. But if it's a straight street.
Yeah, you kind of got to set your limit, I guess, about how four houses in on each side, four or five.
Is that the official?
Also, does it depend on how neighborly they are?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you don't know them, you would simply say, oh, yeah, Steve lives on my block or Steve lives down the street. But if Steve lives in that same house and you're friends, you would say Steve's your neighbor. I think that might be it. So it might have just as much to do with friendship level as proximity.
Ooh, so many factors.
I think that might be right, actually.
But like, if you were to live, like, I don't know, five blocks away and whatever, I would still not consider you a neighbor.
At five blocks? Yeah, that seems like a long way away. That's not even in your neighborhood.
Well, what's considered your neighborhood?
One block. I think one block is your neighborhood.
That's the cutoff?
Well, unless it's... You know, like a neighborhood where it's, you know, like yours.
Oh, like it has an entrance where it has an entrance.
Right.
Boy, I don't even.
With the gates and the guns. Gates and guns. And
the moat. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Alligators?
We call that the subdivision. We don't call that the neighborhood.
Oh, the subdivision. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's our, oh, what subdivision do they live in? They live in the subdivision. Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. See, when I lived in Medical Lake.
Did you live in the subdivision?
Fox Hollow, which was the original neighborhood, and then there was Fox Ridge, which is where I lived. And so anybody in Fox Ridge, I could consider them in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And does that make sense? And also your sworn enemies.
Right. Is it weird that I don't even know the subdivisions in my neighborhood?
Kinda.
I don't even know what they're called. Like, I see the signs all the time. I just don't observe it. I don't absorb it. I just, I'm like, whatever. And, you know, other people will say, well, they live in such and such. I'm like, which one is that? Oh, it's the one that's, you know, south of Chapman. Oh, yeah, I think I know which one that is.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. That is very you, too.
I just, like, who cares? I'm like, I don't know. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
How are you going to report it on that app?
On the Nextdoor app.
Nextdoor, yeah.
I'm not. Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even sure which one I live in. Which one do I live in? I don't even know. I'm not making that up. I just don't pay attention to it. I just see signs, and I'm like, eh, that one looks cool. Which one is it? I don't know.
That's funny.
They're probably covered up by the trees.
So no, you don't see the sign. They maintain them.
They're there. You can see them.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, then you're just a terrible resident.
It's just not important to me, so I don't really worry about it, you know?
Your wife probably knows?
I feel like she probably does.
What percentage of people do you think would know?
Very high.
You think so? Really?
Probably.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
I just like, I don't know. There's a guy that's in my, he's not even in my neighborhood now that I think about it. There's a guy that lives near me who's got one of those like 12 foot or, gosh, it's got to be at least that tall. The scarecrow and the skeleton.
Ooh, okay, yes.
The big gigantic ones.
Yeah.
I mean, and it dominates that block. Like, you get anywhere near his house, you can see it.
You can see it.
And then I think my wife got this from me, and God bless her for it. Like, when she sees something like that, the first thing she says now, without fail, is, where do you keep that when it's not up?
Was it inflatable?
No. I'm sure it comes in pieces.
It must, yeah.
But It's just one of those deals where you go, whenever you see somebody who goes all out, it seems like especially for Halloween, because they just seem to take, there's just a lot of it. And I'm like,
well,
I don't know.
Outdoors. Yeah, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. A shed, big giant shed that you just dedicate to
absolutely.
Yard decorations probably, yeah. I would imagine.
Have you ever seen it constructed?
Deconstructed or being constructed? Is that what you mean?
Either way.
Yeah, no, I only see it up. I only see it when it's done. Final, you know, in its final presentation.
The final product.
Yeah,
you don't know how it's built
or what it looks like. I'm sure it just comes into sections, but man.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you there's some like ropes and tools.
Well, they do keep it tied down because obviously either someone's going to take it or the wind's going to blow it over.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite an operation, really.
Yeah. Kevin, I have a question, a follow-up question on the Gonzaga joining the Pac-12 conference.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was announced an hour ago.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, thank you.
This is Sports Radio.
Hold on.
This is Sports Radio and 99.9 KXLY.
Oh, what's the call letters? Did you forget?
This is Sports Radio 99.9 KXLY. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you a question about Gonzaga going into the Pac-12.
Yeah, could you try to take your phone and put it directly up to your mouth
okay. So
that I can hear you?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Or we will hang up.
All right, hold on a second. Let me take your speakerphone, you know, when I see if I can catch up.
Can you turn down the radio, too?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Oh, thank you. I decided to use it as a phone.
The Pac-12, what's up?
Will it affect me as a, you know, just a fan of Gonzaga basketball?
In what regard, sir?
Like, we'll still see him on TV a lot, and will I now be able to get tickets to games? Will it be easier to get tickets to games?
Or
none of that will change?
No, okay. That's not going to change.
Will there
change.
Be more arena games, do you think? Because will they play WSU at the arena
perhaps.
Instead?
Perhaps, that could be, yeah.
All right.
But it also...
Love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. I don't think it'll change very much.
Okay.
You didn't get his name.
Just different teams.
Yeah. I mean, new rivalries probably will be born out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
San Diego State, Gonzaga, that's going to get...
That's going to get
that's
heated.
That's going to get heated.
Yeah, man. Utah State?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What about WSU? Will that be like a big...
I think
big,
so.
Big rivalry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be one that can build into a great rivalry.
I love that, yeah. And you know why? Intrastate.
It's an intrastate battle.
Thank you. We learned that earlier. Very educational. Okay, well, I was just curious. I didn't really think
Yeah, I don't
was
think
much.
It'll change that much.
Yeah, and obviously it's
obviously it's more exciting home games, hopefully. Games
because
that
they
feel a little bigger because
competition's better.
The hope is that those top teams are quite a bit better than the top teams
sure.
of the WCC.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, thank you. Love your show.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got lost a little bit.
That's a shocker.
So that was a problem. And, you know, being lost in the dark, that's not the greatest thing.
Kevin James.
Well, you know, to your defense, it is kind of weird where we go in. We tend to not go in the main entrance of Scarywood, Silverwood. I don't know, it's more of an employee entrance.
Oh, no, I went in the main entrance.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Round two. Somebody did text after that conversation yesterday saying, wait, Steve got lost going out the main entrance of Silverwood, Scarywood?
Well, it was dark.
Yeah, it was dark. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was on the other end of the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I think walkways, yeah?
Walkways.
Am I right, Kevin? Aren't there walkways?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. There's paved areas there that you can take you from one spot to the next.
Uh-huh. Feels like it, yeah.
What do you mean?
Hey, Sean, how are you, buddy?
Good.
What you up to, man?
Movie review?
Oh, yeah, what do you got? Let's hear it.
I saw Reagan last Friday night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Wait, which one?
Reagan.
The biop on President Reagan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what'd you think of it? First of all, was it very long?
I loved it.
You loved it, okay. Are you a history buff?
Yeah. He was actually the vice president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
That's so what was the movie about? Was it just about his whole life, or was it about the presidency only?
When he was a kid, his dad was a drunk.
Okay. Didn't know that.
He was bullied when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can relate to because I was bullied too.
Right.
Were you?
Yes.
Makes me mad.
No. The bullying stopped once I started getting a little bit taller and...
Yeah.
You were able to...
Yeah, you're too big now to bully.
Right, yeah, sure. Stand up. Yeah, I got you. As sad as that is, sometimes that's what it takes, unfortunately.
So, Sean, the movie was... You liked it overall.
Yes.
It was good.
Is it Dennis Quaid?
He died from Alzheimer's.
Is it Dennis Quaid that plays him?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they cover much of when he was shot at?
Yeah, they actually he was speaking of the AFL-CIO convention when John Hinckley Smith shot him.
John Hinckley Jr. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, that was a weird story. I remember seeing a little documentary on it once where they were talking about, you know, the president gets wheeled in and
man,
you're in the OR and it's just like, oh, this is the president of the United States.
Man, that's just so weird.
Let's try to get this bullet out of him and make sure that he's going to be okay.
It missed his heart by an inch.
No kidding. Yeah. 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 That's a weird story. What was your rating on it then, buddy?
36 out of 36.
Whoa.
Oh, well, that's as good as it gets.
I think that's a 10, yeah. What's
and
the...
And 25 out of 25 popcorn buckets.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
Or as we like to say around here, is snack. What?
And also, how he knew he actually was thrown from his horse down back when he was riding horses in California.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they found out he had Alzheimer's.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Might be worth watching. I'll take your word for the rating, and if I get a chance to see it, I'll definitely do it. Thank you for that. Yeah. What's the next movie?
Well, that's not coming for the next 2 weeks because I have two home football games this Friday and next Friday.
All right, you got your priorities. I understand it. Yeah.
Are we going to win? Are the Thompson Blue Hawks going to win one this Friday?
Yeah, we shut out Anaconda in Anaconda 28-0 last
Friday. Oh, take that.
Jeez Louise. Ease up on them a little bit, huh?
Well, that's not the worst score I saw in Class B in Montana High School football last week was Grass Range Winnet beat Westby Grinnell.
Mm-hmm.
86-37.
Wow.
Oh. That's a lot of points. Sounds like the Seahawks last night.
Okay.
Easy.
Easy, Kevin. Hey,
easy, Kevin. He knows how to get to you, Kevin. Be careful now. Do you guys decorate your house for Halloween, Sean?
No, we don't even give out candy anymore because most of the time we get high school kids.
Wow, they don't need candy. They can get their own candy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have a bunch of small kids in the neighborhood anymore, so you don't even hand them out. So, do you still buy it, though?
No.
Mm.
Every once in a while, my mom will buy candy for just her and I, but other than that, no.
Okay, well, I don't mind that theory. You have your own trick-or-treating within your own house. Very successful, usually.
You can't go wrong. Yeah.
You walk over to the bowl, sitting on the counter, trick-or-treat, grab a Reese's, and you walk away.
What's your favorite candy, Sean?
I like Three Musketeers, and I used to like Snickers. I still do, but I've really gotten attached to the Kit Kat Duos mint and milk chocolate.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Mixing it up a little.
Kit Kat.
By the way,
mint.
When you eat a Three Musketeers, you do it the way I do, which is I chew all the chocolate off of the outside and off the top, off the bottom, and then it leaves you with just...
I've done that twice, but...
But you didn't like it?
I like it. Sometimes some of the Three Musketeers candy bars I've bought have actually been squished.
Oh, man.
So the chocolate has come off the sides.
Do they not, if that was a normal thing or even relatively normal, I feel like that people, you know, like the candy bar company would sell just the nougat.
The nougat ball, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nougat ball. Boy, hard
to. It must not be that popular.
Hard to sell.
But I do
that.
Love it.
Nougat ball.
The all new nougat ball.
Yeah. No, I'm in.
I mean, that's interesting.
It's different. All right, buddy. Listen, we'll talk to you later in the week. Maybe Friday, call for Name That Tune, okay?
Yep.
All right, see you, bud. You're the best. What?
60s love songs.
60s love songs. I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, see you, buddy.
60s love songs for Name That Tune?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tom has texted in, Kevin, 6 to 2:30, usually on the freeway in the valley around 3. Maybe someday I could be the garbage man invite into the show as opposed to Rick.
Kevin James.
Boy, I don't know. Your comedy is a lot better than ours, though. See, that's why we have Rick in. He's not funny.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Steve, we have some stuff to give away yet before we get out of here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do some of that here in just a little bit. In fact, we'll do it on the way out of here. We'll maybe do... let's do...
You're doing my do-do-do, but in a different way.
It is, yeah.
It's terrible. Luke Combs is at the Gorge on Friday. Hold on, we'll do at the end of this little segment here, we will give away some Luke Combs at the Gorge this Friday tickets for you.
Nice.
Okay? So 509-441-0999, but hold your dialing finger.
Hold it.
Kevin.
Put it in the holster.
Clip of the day.
That's what I should have said. Holster your dialing finger.
Holster
your dialing finger.
Ooh. Some clips don't need a lot of explanation.
That's
this
true.
Would be one that doesn't need a lot of explanation.
Okay.
It's just... Talking about that nap. That nap when you lay down and you take it.
Right.
And then you're not sure what's going on.
You ever take a nap so good that you thought you missed a school bus, but it's Saturday and you're 50?
I really like that guy. I missed the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it's Saturday and I'm 50.
That's rough,
man. It's a
man.
Good nap.
That's a rough one.
That's a long nap,
man. We've all done the one in the winter where you don't know whether it's AM or PM.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's a bad feeling.
That actually happened to me the other day where I was like, is it AM or PM?
Because what time did you wake up from your nap?
It was like 6 or something.
Yeah, that's risky, yeah. That's a panic, though, man. When you're supposed to be here by 6, in the winter, at least if you wake up, let's say if you fall asleep at 4 or it's just before it gets dark and you wake up, but you're groggy and it's like 5:30 and we're supposed to be here by then and you go, oh, God.
Right. You're like, oh, wait, no.
I've done it where I just stare at it as if, you know, there's no way my eyes are even clear enough to decipher the PM. I don't know. Does it even say PM on there? I suppose it does. No, it doesn't.
Probably has a little dot, maybe.
Not on the phone.
Oh, not on your phone. No.
I guess they think you should know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, just 12-hour difference.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're saying, bro, if you don't know, then you should
We're not
go back.
Helping,
then
yeah.
You should go back to bed, probably. But then the weird part is if you jump up, somebody was talking about that the other day. They're like, so tired. Oh, it was Natalie Grant. Because she had jet lag from flying home from Italy.
Oh, that's right. Yep,
and
yep.
She's like, you know, I mean, I got home and I slept some, but of course, night our day and day our night. And she was like, I thought to myself, should I be driving right now? I mean, I don't even know where I'm going necessarily. Oh, and it's, you know, just, it's scary. You're like,
I've been there before where you're just like, I don't remember getting home.
Oh, man, that's
not
bad.
Good,
no.
Right? I don't do that now, but man, back in the day.
You get so tired. Well, you used to pull over and sleep a lot.
I did.
Yeah, you would like on the way home. And how long was the drive when you did that?
Like 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
So would you, like, in a parking lot or just on the side of the street?
Steve, I love parking lot naps.
Well, Steve, this is before your time, but Kevin kind of had a, like, he had mapped out areas of the best parking lots to nap in.
Is this true? This is legit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. 100%.
Based on either where the sun would be at that time of day, where the shade would be at that time of day, depending on the time of year. Obviously, sun in the winter, some shade in the summer.
Real important trees.
Yep. Yeah. Well, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we sold those parking lot nap maps for like $5, and I think we sold like 200 of them or something like that.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, parking lot.
That's how bad people wanted them, Steve.
Parking lot map nap.
That is
map.
Out of control.
Yeah.
How did you, what, so how much research was required for this? Quite a bit, huh?
Well, just,
I mean, me. Me driving, sleeping somewhere, and then rating it.
Yeah.
So this was like the One Bite app with Dave Portnoy. You know how he like.
Yes, like with pizzas? The pizza. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is for naps.
He went to all kinds of different parking lots around. Well, not just Spokane. That would be a lie because you remember you included Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, had to.
I mean, didn't you do one in Athol too? Did you do one in Athol?
No, I don't sleep in Athol.
Mm. And then there was only one bad thing, which is why we stopped doing this, Steve.
Yeah. Is this got mad?
No, he left his door unlocked. And when he was sleeping, then somebody thought maybe there was something wrong with him health-wise. So he kind of had his chair lean back a little bit, you know. And so they knocked on the window. He didn't wake up. The person, you know, trying to do the right thing, opens the door.
Yeah.
And then reaches in and grabs Kevin by the leg and starts pulling his leg, just like I'm doing to you right now.
Get it?
I should have known. I have a joke like that.
Should have known.
Should have known.
You actually should have known.
Yeah.
But you didn't. It's time to unholster your dialing finger. Start pushing those numbers. 509-441-0999.
So what part of the story is true?
You can win yourself some none of it. Luke Combs tickets at the Gorge on Friday. You want to win them? Start dialing.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, that entire story was made up, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I do take naps in parking lots.
Well, I knew that. That's why I was believing.
And I have favorites, but that was it.
We didn't do a parking lot nap map.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jay, what is your spouse's favorite way to wind down after a stressful day?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's multiples, but probably just hanging out, watching football.
Kevin James.
That's what you convinced yourself of, huh?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is free and simple for you to download. Take us with you wherever you happen to go. And then don't forget, you can download the podcast, too. And if you subscribe, you'll get a little notification, bing, on your phone.
There's four new episodes.
That's correct, Kevin. That's what it says. And then, you know, you can listen to it also at your leisure. Leisure?
Yeah.
Whichever you prefer. Do you like notifications?
I don't mind them if it's stuff I want.
Yeah, Steve, do you like notifications on your phone? Or are you the guy who's like, I don't want any of them on there?
Yeah, I don't really care for them.
Yeah, I think there's a, well, you know what? I'm going to put it on the poll. I'll find out.
Okay.
Do you like notifications?
Yeah,
you're right, Kevin, because you don't want notifications for something you don't want. So therefore, I think you would hopefully shut those off.
Correct.
But if it's something like, I don't know, what do you get for notifications?
Way too much right now.
Like you'll get like if there's a local news story or something maybe, or if there's a sports story. Yes or no?
Yeah, let's see. I'm just trying to look to see what all pops up on my phone during a
Man, I get a lot, and they don't bother me at all because I usually just I'll glance at them and then just let them go. But, I mean, I actually I would prefer more than less, and I know some people are not like that.
Yeah. Instagram, JCPenney's. What? Up to 50% off? Red Hot Looks?
Red Hot Looks?
Final.
Walmart says, thanks for buying pickles.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Red Hot Looks?
State Farm says I need to pay my car insurance.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that you don't need.
Yeah, that one you can get rid of.
Yeah. Some sports, like you said, the Gonzaga things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's not bad.
Anyway, you can get those notifications if you want them turned on, and then we can let you know when the podcast is up and ready to listen. Okay, Steve, final thought.
Do I have time to share a story or no?
Sure, of course you do.
All right. It's kind of long, so I don't know.
Well, I'll interrupt it several times to make it longer.
Okay, perfect. Looking forward to it.
So everyone's final thought.
Yeah. What's that?
It's everyone's final thought.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm ready.
I'll try and make it quick. All right. So this was back when I was in elementary school, maybe middle school. My brother and I, we had neighbors who were basically our age down the street.
Yeah.
And their parents had a lake house in Wisconsin.
Love it.
So we went up with them one time to their lake house during the summer.
Just you and your brother?
And the two neighbors.
Yeah, but just you and your brother from your family?
Yeah.
Okay, got
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're driving up there, and we needed to get gas, and the kid who's my brother's age, or a little bit older, I guess, was like, hey, you mind like grabbing some snacks from inside the convenience store?
Sure.
So we have some food when we get up there. Brother goes, okay. So he goes in there, picks up some, crackers, chips, a few drinks or whatever. Nothing.
Those
nothing.
Are snacks.
Crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Right.
He's waiting in line. There's like five people in line. There's this older woman in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I'm warning you right now. If this is what I think.
Oh,
is,
I know.
Go ahead.
So she turns around to him and they're chatting, whatever.
Sure.
And at one point she goes, you really look a lot like my grandson.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. He goes, oh.
That was to your brother?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, all right. That's cool. Whatever. Yeah, it's fine. She turns around. They're still waiting in line. She goes, it's been a while since I've seen him.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Right.
When I go out the door, I'll wave to you. And can you wave back to me and go, bye, Grandma. Bye. It's like, all right, that's kind of weird, but I'll do it.
Sure.
They're waiting in line again. She gets up there, does her thing, heads out the door, waves to him. He goes, bye, Grandma. Bye. So then it's his turn up at the counter, scans his items, the clerk, and they go, all right, that'll be $150.39. Brother goes, what? Just got like chips and drinks and whatever.
So she walked out without paying.
Well, the clerk says, well, your grandmother said that you were going to pay for her stuff. But my brother goes, oh, no.
Bye, Grandma, bye.
Yeah, that's not right. So he then leaves all the stuff on the counter, bolts out the door, right?
Sure, right, yeah.
And he sees this lady, across the way, and she sees him, right? And she's putting stuff in her trunk, and they make this eye contact, and
right.
She's like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
So she slams down the trunk.
Yep.
He's running over to the car. She runs to the other side to get into, the driver's seat.
Sure, she's trying to get away.
Yeah. He catches up to her right as she's closing the driver's side door.
Yeah.
He grabs onto her leg and starts pulling her leg.
Right.
Just like I'm pulling your leg right now.
I mean, if you would have saved it for another day.
I couldn't resist.
Jay just did it to you. And you're like, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around and do it to him.
Yeah, but it's a different approach.
Huh. Well, yeah. It could. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I get you at all? A little bit?
So I have been having all this trouble with my legs, right?
Yes, that's true.
With all these, I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
It's just stuff. You got stuff.
They have open sores on them.
Gosh,
and I have to wrap
stop.
Them and do all this stuff. Gross. Well, yesterday the nurse came to my house and she's super nice, by the way.
Yeah.
Those people that come and do the healthcare in-home.
It's amazing.
Kudos.
For sure.
Nice people. And she was there doing it, and she was wrapping my leg, and then I was like, oh, ow, that spot kind of hurts right there.
Right, yeah.
And she goes, oh, am I doing so? And I said, I don't know what's going on. And she said, well, hold on. And then she grabbed the bottom of my foot.
Right.
And just started pulling on my leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Pulling it and pulling it.
No.
Just like I'm doing to you. See, it's a different angle. It's a different angle. I mean... And then I looked at her.
I never saw that one coming.
I looked at her and said, bye, Grandma, bye. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Today.
Happy trails to
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okie dokie, that's a show. Gotta go. On the way out the door, though, we are going to give away some tickets to the Hayden Haunt Pub Crawl, which is coming up on Saturday the 12th, not this Saturday, a week from Saturday. Got to be 21 if you'd like it. 509-441-0999. We'll get you set up on some tickies, okay?
It sounds like it could be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
You pulling my leg?
No, not this time. Later. Much later. Stay in there and I'll let you know. I'll come in and get you.
Ooh. Come in and get you when it's leg pulling time.
No, actually, I don't know how to feel about all that.
No, you should be afraid.
Yeah, I am.
Absolutely.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.